We're in a season that started with Shavuos, David. We, of course, learned Rus and Rus and Naomi. We had the Miriam, Moshe's sister, with her Lashon Hara, the Meraglim, Danche Chayil, and Rachav in Daf Torah, and Yeshua ben Nun goes and marries Rachav. And then we have, this week, we have Kairach Hadassah and the women involved behind it. And, of course, the summer, when the women leave the husbands, or they go to the country and they take the kids. So I want to talk about a reality, and the reality is Shvigers and Shvers. So I need you to help me to develop this thing. What is a Shver? A Shver is the husband's father or the wife's father? Everyone agree it's the wife's father? Anyone disagree?
I disagree.
I think it is. And the reason it's called the Shver, because when Sikimt and then Aris Reis and Geld is a Shver, you know? Yeah. But once he's... A Shver is very easy to deal with. Once you get the money, he doesn't get involved because he has a Shviga too. And a wife's in. What's a Shviga? I'm willing to guess that most men think the Shviga is the wife's mother. Right? But I bet you the women will say, no, the Shviga is the husband's mother. Am I right? Okay. According to the way I analyze it from what we learned and from the Parsha and from the Torah, the Shviga is the husband's mother. And it's logical, and it also, we'll get to it. When you marry a woman, you know who she is, and you know who her mother's going to be, or was. So you can't say later she's a Shviga. The Torah says that when you're engaged, there's a special issur of yichud between a chasna and a Shviga, because there's a relationship between them. So, two. Number three, if your Shviga, if that's a Shviga and she gives you problems, you can always make a neder or asr, a cheirm on your wife, not to be in communication with a Shviga. And that solves the problem right then and there. I'm talking, you know, reality may be different, but that's what it is. When it comes to the husband's mother, she's coming out at with a deficit, because yichus goes to from the wife's side, from the mother. So the husband's mother doesn't even have a shavit, because her shavit was taken over by her husband. Therefore, she needs something. What does she need? She needs to get her claws or whatever into something. So she usually becomes the Shviga. The word, original word for Shviga in German is Schwieger Mutter. The Shviga mother.
His wife here.
My wife's here. When I'm finished, my mother was a bigger Shviga to me than she was to my wife.
It's your wife here.
Yes. Yeah, and I was my wife's mother was passed away before this.
Okay, you'll hear from.
So okay. So now let's get to the parasha and to Mishli. There's a pasuk in Mishli says Chochmas Nashim Bon Sabayis. I think Rashi or someone says this in Kairach, that there are two types of women, and we have in this week's parasha. Korach's wife was jealous, right? And she wanted Korach to take over this, and she pushed into it, and look what happened to him. You're talking about Oyn Bet Peles' wife. She did just the opposite. She stood at the door, and she didn't let her husband go. So think, as these women, as typical Shvigas, the kids of Korach were saved, not because of the Shviga, but because if they would have relied on the Shviga, they would have been gone. The kids of Oyn Bet Peles were saved by this. Okay, so now I'm going to try to analyze from people that I've seen in the past. The first person I picked was Yitzchak Avinu. Who would be the Shviga? Sarah. When Rivka came, the first thing he compared her to was to his mother. So that was the Shviga, right?
She was dead already.
But that was still, the mother's influence is still there with the husband all the time. You can have a dead Shviga and still be a Shviga.
Sure.
Okay? Which means you can't kill off a Shviga. Okay. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu married four wives. If the Shviga would have been from the wife's side, he would have been finished, doubly finished, right? He had a Shver. The Shver was a tough guy, Lavan, but his Shviga, well, he didn't have a, mother who was involved there, so there was no Shviga involved. Yosef HaTzadik, he married Potiphar's daughter. Could you imagine a worse Shviga than that? But obviously she's not the Shviga, because we say the Shviga is the husband's mother. So there was no husband's mother involved. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Shver? We all know Shver was Yisrael. What did Yisrael? The only criticism he gave was constructive criticism, and he advised them. And if he didn't want to listen, and then he left town. That's right. Who was a Shviga? His sister Miriam was a Shviga. Yeah, the Medrash says that what was the Meraglim that Miriam told Moshe Rabbeinu, divorce your wife. She didn't say Lashon Hara behind his back. She went to him and says, you don't need a wife. Get rid of her. And so this is a real Shviga, right? Shlomo Malch, we just learned Keheles. He had 1,000 wives. How many Shvigas did he have? No Shviga. The women were lucky. The 1,000 wives had one Shviga between all of them. Because if Shlomo HaMelech would have had 1,000 Shvigas, he would have run before Ashmedai got there. Rus had a Shviga even though her husband was dead already. Right? She didn't have, if we learned, she had two husbands, so she had two Shvigas rolled in one. The Shviga pushes her whole life in front of her. Once she has the kid, Ruth disappears, the Shviga blight, right? Okay. So this is my thesis. So I want to just give you from my reality experience, Musa Haskell, the rules for Shver, Shvigas, and grandparents. Okay. It's called the S's. The first rule is Shmeichel. Smile. Whatever's going to hit you over the head, smile. Second is Schweig. Be silent. Don't respond. The third one is Schlung. Swallow. You know how to do that? You run through a bad situation? Right? Next one is Stup. Shove money into the kid's hands, right? If you consider your mother the Shviga, push money into your wife, right? Buy her stuff, it'll quiet her down. Savlonis. What is Savlonis? Stop your clock, close your iPhone, just wait. Then you have to do Schnell. When you get the opportunity to move in there, short and sweet, right? And then the last thing is, you'll shep nachas. This is Lezeicha Nishmas to Rabbi Ephraim. You know, I said earlier, some of these drushes sound like a spaden. The schus of your mother, with such a mother and shviga, should be schus that whatever you decide to build, it should be a bias banner. Mrs. Rappaport? Is she here? Yeah, okay. I don't think you have a shviga, right? We just decided that's not a shviga, so you're good. My mother, Alea Shol Yekarahim Ipnidim, her name is Peril. As I said earlier, she was more shviga to me and gave me musa than to my wife. So what I'd like to end with is Tenula Mepriya Deha, that we should be, the aliyah that they need, we need a big aliyah. We should be zoicha that our Maisi Yadeh should be oile yotha. Have a nice summer, good Shabbos, and Monday we're back in business, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. I'm very sorry.